Hey, this is Monty Cook, creator of Talus, Arcana Evolved, and my brand new project, DungeonAday.com. And you're listening to the very cool Talus Evolved, presented by the Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven Podcast.
The Vorpal Network and the Gamers Haven proudly present Thousand Monkeys production of a Monty Cook adventure. Talus, the Knight of Dissolution. An adventure for Dungeons & Dragons 4th edition. Following the threads of a hidden conspiracy, six heroes find themselves up against insane cultists, wild chaos magic, and horrors from the primordial days of the world. Urban intrigue, dungeon exploration, and high action span the grand city of Talus, the city by the spire. Join these heroes as they explore a former brothel, the laboratory of the dreaded surgeon in shadows, and even secret temples of chaos cults. Can these intrepid adventurers stave off the night of dissolution, a dark time long foretold when the slumbering lords of chaos will awaken in their hidden lairs deep below Talus, and bring catastrophe to the world?
FRP Games is an online retailer specializing in all aspects of your tabletop gaming needs. Whether it's RPGs, dice, war games, or computer games, FRP Games has a wide selection of products. They offer overstock items where you can pick up all kinds of gaming gear ranging from 30% off all the way up to 90% off the retail price. Through our website, you'll be directed to their weekly new products, eBay auctions, or you can even buy your special gaming someone a gift certificate. FRP Games is an authorized Wizards of the Coast retailer and for 10 years has been committed to providing each customer with the highest standard of customer service possible. Visit our website for instant access to FRP Games' inventory of thousands of unique gaming items.
This is the Vorpal Network.
This is Ethan with the Gamers Haven Podcast, and I'm here to tell you about CantCon. For those of us who can't con, there's CantCon. CantCon will be held at the Johnson County Community College Regnier Center in Overland Park, Kansas, in the Capitol Federal Conference Room on July 9th through the 11th between 8 a.m. and 10 p.m. There will be RPG events, board game events, card game events, miniatures games, as well as open gaming tables for impromptu sessions. Pre-registration is open currently, and if you pre-register, you'll receive an additional chance to win swag at CantCon. We have over $2,500 worth of prizes to give away over the course of the convention, and we hope to give it all away. In addition, if you pre-register, you can get a 3-day pass for only $25. If you're only interested in coming one day at a time, you can for only $10 a day. There will be registration available at the door, but you'll have less of a chance to win free prizes that way. Join us at Johnson County Community College for CantCon on July 9th through the 11th, from beginning at 8 a.m. daily. Visit www.cantcon.com for more information.
And then trying to eat
the Orcutt.
All right, you jump down and took the tar out of it, and then...
Did you jump down and did something quick?
Yeah, I used Crane's wings to jump down and kick him in the chest and knock him back.
Boom!
Yes, it was rather impressive.
Impressive. Most impressive. Now you realize you're about to get close to fucked up.
Yeah.
So. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that when I jumped down.
Sorry, dude.
Why are you not next to him? What happened?
No, I'm not.
No,
I pushed him.
With the attack.
You jump down and you kick this guy and he staggers back. And the chain that he was trying to control and make fall silently comes falling out. And you kind of take up a stance and you look over at these two guys and you're looking right at them and they're gone. Like, 1 second they're there, 1 second they're not.
Damn it. That's
bad. And, and all of a sudden, you know where they were. Because you're looking at them, and they literally, they just kind of get swallowed up by the shadows. And then...
That's cool. Sensory Flurry of Blows is a free action, so...
Yep.
I can add 4 damage to that.
Okay.
If I hit him.
Oh. Yeah, he's not. Yeah.
His AC was... What was his AC? His AC was 20. At least that, right?
Oh, yeah, I hit a 29.
4 more damage, you say?
Yeah.
All right. Does a 15 hit your AC?
No.
Does a 26 hit your AC?
Yeah.
Okay. You watch as these two literally just get swallowed up by the shadows, and you're like, what the hell? And then all of a sudden, a sword comes, like, just cleaving down at you from right behind you, and you're like, what the hell? And you kind of dodge one way, and you catch a sword that you didn't see right in your gut.
Ow.
And you look down, and it happens sort of in slow motion, and
Hi.
You can see sort of it's like the darkness kind of splits coming off of it, and it hits you, and all of a sudden you can't see anything. You are blind.
Hello?
You don't have that.
Any
immediate reactions?
I don't think so. No. Does it save ends, or how long does it last?
Until the end of the critter's next turn.
Oh, that blows.
Plus you take some damage. plus you take... As soon as I find the DK... You take 9 points of damage.
Thanks. You're welcome.
Yeah, get that close. You won't be able to focus, baby.
Alright, so yes, you take 9 points of damage. And the other guy, where is he?
So
he's over there.
It's because I'm awesome! And somewhat evil.
And somewhat.
And Tim, you actually have sort of a similar experience where you're like, holy shit, there are guys everywhere. Huh? And this guy over here with the giant sword gets swallowed up by shadows.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just not there anymore.
Right.
And then you realize, oh, there he is. Does a 25 hit your AC?
Yes.
Okay. And it's the same kind of thing. It's like you're standing, you swear to God, you're looking right where he is, and just all of a sudden he's just, like, the shadows part and he's there. And
I have an idea. Get that off.
You take 10 points of damage and the world goes black.
Oh, it's going to make fireballing really, really amusing. Actually, how much movement did he use to get there? Did he have enough movement to get there?
Yeah.
He has to spend an extra square of movement to enter a square adjacent to me.
Okay, well, let's see. 1, 2... No. In that case, you don't see him. But since everyone knows where he is anyway,
I'm going to put a dot here so that we know where he actually is. Because
he's like, what?
He, in that case, he simply disappears. And you don't see him. Did I get to cancel this?
Pictures
are
not good, but the one that he took did.
My master gave me gloves. Fireball. My fireball's not going to do anything.
No, she does have a Cape of the Montebank.
And you're up, Tim. Sarek, you're on deck.
Who has Cape of the Montebank?
Melissa's character.
Ah. Yep.
All right. Well, first I lob a fireball at the four dudes.
Okay. Well, that'll be fun.
Yeah.
All right. What do you drop the fireball?
Well, it's got a range of 20. Uh-huh. It's a blast of 3. So I will drop it.
Yeah, you're well within range. I'm
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm basically dropping it so I hit those four guys.
Okay, that's fine.
Couldn't you?
I'm just wondering if there's any way you can angle it so that you hit more than them.
But I can't put it in a building, though.
No.
It's what a blast. It's a blast, right?
Yeah, blast 3.
So it's a burst through. What? Okay, what is it? It's a burst what?
Fireball is a.
Burst.
Burst. Well.
Yeah, unfortunately,
burst
I think
three
you're
within
just going to be barely not able to get them.
Burst 3 within 20 squares.
If he targets them, though.
Target his range is 20.
Actually, you could fix it so you get her, but probably not her.
Yeah, but, and you'll still hit all four of those guys.
And you'll still hit
oh, okay,
all
that works.
Those guys. So you can kind of get, bam, right there.
Okay, so how many do I want to roll here?
Five.
Four, five. Okay.
So let's do the four guys for, or actually we'll do whoever you like first.
Well, we'll do the guy that tried to stab our
so he,
male person first.
So in this system, he automatically hits the square he's targeting?
Yep. And we'll give it her.
On her, I got a 21 to hit.
Versus
reflex.
That'll hit her.
Okay. Then the next four dudes.
Okay.
Just going to go down the row.
Their reflex is all 18.
Well, the first dude is a 16, so that wouldn't do anything.
Okay.
Next one's a 19.
Okay.
That'll hit. And the other one will definitely hit, one's a crit.
All
right. The minions,
they die.
Dead.
So that one dude is going to take...
And he takes on... There's ongoing damage that he takes?
No. There's no ongoing... The fireball's just instant. But main dude there.
With a miss, it's not half damage or anything like that.
Not on a minion.
Not on minions.
Yeah.
Don't take damage.
If he wasn't a minion, then he would. 6, 12, 15, 14, 21 points of fire damage.
Alright.
Ouch.
As my first action. Then as my move action.
21 points, you say.
I do.
You go, Tim.
Then as my move action, I dimensionally door.
And I take it as there's some ongoing effect?
No, not for fireballs.
No, not for fireballs? Okay. She's not happy.
That's fine. She's not going to be even not happier.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I move there. And then I...
That's a lot of movement.
I know. Dimensional door is nice.
Well done.
And then I burn my point, and I... Yeah, I don't really like her. So I burn my other daily.
Nice. Hope we don't have any more fights today.
To trigger Bigby's grasping hand, which will appear there, okay. And make its attack.
All right.
It's versus reflex. Probably not going to attack this round. 13?
Is not enough to hit a reflex, so he's about this point.
Okay, that's fine.
He's a little short guy.
There's like,
dumbass.
Hi.
And suddenly he's over there.
You're trying to be helpful. Yes. Oh, yeah.
It was dimensional portal.
Well, I tried. But it's still hanging around, so.
Hello.
Goodbye.
All right.
Pushed up against my leg.
And that was Tim, right?
Sure.
Okay. Sarek, you're up. Mm-hmm. Ella, you're on deck.
One of the squirrels is already wrong.
What's it gonna be, Sarah?
Maybe not. Maybe someone's out there.
I don't know where this guy is. And I would guess.
Said you guys have a camera or something up there?
Where?
No, just a bell.
Just a bell. I'm just goofing on my phone.
I really can't see much.
You're rushing all of a sudden. You had your phone out. I was like, oh, okay.
That would be pretty awesome.
Yeah. I could just like catch into a phone outside.
I knew somebody once who apparently their office was on multiple floors, so it was probably some kind of a converted home. What they did was, in order to see what coffee and things were available in the kitchen, they set up a webcam that you could connect to and look at, and it was actually available on the web. Anybody could actually go and see what was in the kitchen.
I'm guessing the corner is pretty well obscuring what's going on over there, the corner of the building.
From where you are?
Yeah, because I can kind of see, but not a whole lot. So I'm not getting a full...
There we go.
And actually, they didn't move like they should have.
Yeah,
because they kind of stood up here and here.
So then I wouldn't... I'd see the one guy standing at the corner that Kaya just hit, and that's kind of it.
Yeah.
So my target options become rather limited.
You know that there were guys over there.
Right.
Well, once he threw the fireball, wouldn't we have seen the guys in the lot?
Yeah, you can see this guy.
Right.
You can see her. Basically, everybody's visible now.
Yeah, except for this
except one. For that one.
Well, yeah, I
don't know he's there.
Yeah, I'm just
you know
trying.
There was somebody back there, but you like glance back, you can't see shit now. This whole area is like way darker than it should be.
The problem becomes that I can't really get anywhere.
I will point out that you did see two guys.
Yeah, I know.
You don't see them anymore, so you're not sure where they went. But
I know how quick Kaya is in dispatching people, so by the time I get over there, my thinking is that I'll have missed most of it. So
we can help, but right now I can't see.
But see, I don't know that.
Oh God, I'm blind!
So... I'll take the move action and we'll call it and I'll invoke the rage. What the heck?
Is that it for you, Sarah?
That's it.
All right. My one last minion goes, ah! Charges at somebody. He can move 6 squares.
Brave Sir Minion.
Brave Minion will charge.
Brave,
1, 2, 3, 4.
Brave Sir Minion.
And likely not hit with a mighty AC of 13.
Even Tim's AC is higher than that.
I'm sure it is.
Ella, you are up.
All right.
And then we'll be back at the top of the round with Barak on deck.
My answer.
Well, after the chain fighters go.
I don't think it has to be more than that.
Is there something else I can do with my toe?
Does it, every level does a range?
Okay.
Mm-mm.
That'll be all right then.
You said this is an empty lot, right?
Right. Yeah. It's probably some trash or something.
But it's not.
It's not a particularly good area of town.
You look very regal, Azel.
He tries.
You may love me from afar.
I'm sorry. I would allow you to pet me.
I didn't show you that one this morning. I meant to save it, but obviously I didn't.
Peeing on the door, though.
Uh-oh.
He has a urinary problem right now.
Uh-oh.
There was a big fat picture of a big fat cat, mm-hmm. and the cat's spots, the way he was laying down, looked like he had a little skinny cat
All right.
on him. The spots were shaped in just such that...
I'm going to cast Sacred Flame.
Okay.
On the minion.
On the minion?
Yep.
You're like, die, minion!
Die, minion! And with a 25...
You will hit the minion.
Yes, versus reflex. I'm pretty sure that I will hit the minion. And I'm going to go ahead and give Tim...
And the minion will die horribly.
Yes. I'm going to go ahead and give Tim temporary hit points.
He had spots on him, something like that.
Equal to my charisma modifier and half my level.
Or at least from that angle, but when he was laying down, he looked like that.
Tim gets 10 extra hit points.
Okay.
When he gets back.
They are temporary hit points?
Yes, they are temporary hit points.
That's a lot of hit points.
They're just temporary hit points. Well, it says that with sacred flame, my hit, it's 1d6 plus my wisdom modifier in radiant damage, and one ally you can see chooses either to gain temporary hit points equal to your charisma modifier plus one half your level, or to make a saving throw. And as far as I can tell, he doesn't need to make a saving throw. So he can have temporary hit points. And my charisma modifier is the highest modifier that I have, and half our level.
Alrighty then.
So, there you go.
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Hey, kitty. Are we all dead?
No.
Not quite yet.
No, I gave you 10 temporary hit points.
We're on
points,
a train
though.
Heading to someplace called Abaddon.
I don't know.
I have enough money for all of us to get in.
I don't know where this place is. I've never heard of it before.
The chain fighter actually kind of stays back where he is and whips the chain at you, which you can't see because you're blind.
Yay, blind. Yay.
You get a pokey chain that probably hits you.
Oh.
Considering that he... Rolled a 28
total. Damn.
Yeah, you need to put pants on her.
On the girl? Yeah, I know. I
just
her.
Thought
like,
her
wow.
now.
Yeah.
The belly top is fine.
Yeah.
She needs pants.
She
8
needs
points
some
of damage.
Yeah, I didn't notice that when I bought it.
Oh, and it's just a chainmail bikini, but she's painted the top so it at least comes up to where it is.
Yeah.
If I said I'm finished painting her, she'll have clothing.
Ouch. I'm sorry, Robin.
And then the other chain fighter
And I knew when I jumped down in there that they were going to rape me. No means no!
Alright, you've marked him, right? Ethan?
Yes.
That guy? Alright. You're going... Well, shit. Fine. Fine! Alright, well, he won't attack you. Can't do anything cool.
Well, that's good because they...
23 hit your AC.
Nope.
Okay. The chain... He flings the chain out at you and it just bounces off harmlessly.
Just hit him back because that would be cool.
No.
Oh, damn. I was trying. Sorry, guys.
And we're back at the top with Beric. Sky, you are on deck.
Okay. I am assuming a 30 hits this dude. Well, first of all, I trigger my Oath of Enmity on him. And then I'm going to shift diagonally so that way, so I'm still next to him.
Alright.
And then I'm going to hit him with Footwork Lure and do 14 points of damage.
Okay.
And I get to shift back. I get to shift a square and he moves into the space that I just moved out of.
Alright.
Oh, look at that. Combat advantage.
Oh, look. I saw you coming up. Just come on in. I'm done. That's my turn.
All right. Now the warrior
gets hit him
to go. Tim, is there any way she can interact with the hand? Can she stabinate it?
She could attempt to stabinate it. It's just going to...
Will anything happen if she stabinates it?
No, because it's not actually... It's a force.
Okay.
The only thing she can do is if it's actually grabbing her, she can attempt to get away from it.
In that case, she will ignore it.
Well, it's a chiseled ice.
Okay.
But it doesn't have, like... Yeah. It's a giant floating, like, icy force and a bit.
Okay. In that case, what she's going to do is move up to Sky.
Mm-hmm.
And attack her again. Does a 27 hit your reflex, Sky?
Yes, it certainly does. But I'm going to use my cape of the
Montabonk
as an immediate reaction and teleport.
So, Jeremy, did you figure
away.
Out you? You cannibalize the cards in this thing?
Combat advantage against back. The attacker until the end of my next turn.
Alright.
Yeah, cards are still in here.
Okay. I might have taken them out and was going to cut them up, but...
Oh, if it's okay with you, I'm going to steal this back.
That's fine.
Alright, as you teleport away...
You can just put the candle over there.
Shadow seems to flow out of the punching dagger that she has and wraps around where you were and tries to basically constrict the area that you were in, but you poured out of it.
Okay. And then and that was immediate, so then I can do something
right. Sky, you're up. Kaya, you're on deck.
Then I get combat advantage.
Mm-hmm. So now you get whatever your bonus is for combat advantage is.
And where did you teleport to? Teleported, what, five away?
Five away.
Alright, where do you want to go?
Move me back that direction, so then we have kind of a surrounding thing happening.
Okay. You want to go over there?
Yeah, that's fine.
You poured away and just, fuck! Back here, you little bitch.
Not very nice.
No, she didn't.
I'm going to have to turn you into goo. That's how I roll.
That's how you roll.
That's how I roll.
Alright, so what are you doing, Sky?
Let's see. What did I do? That's
No. I'm going to do the unbalancing shot.
Okay.
And you're adding another... you're adding plus two because you got combat advantage. So, 30 AC.
That hits it. Boy, howdy.
Okay.
All right, how much damage?
Let's see. What's our damage on that?
It's two times that. So, okay. So roll 2d6 there.
And remember, you get extra damage because you have combat advantage against her.
Right. Where's that?
It's probably stab damage, something, right. Somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Probably under your feet or something. Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's sneak attack, so D6. It's D8 instead of D6s. 2d8s
instead of
2d6s.
Okay, so you have another D8.
Plus 4.
So what, 14?
Yeah.
14, and she's slowed until the end of my next turn.
Ouch.
Not fine. The stupid effect.
Way over.
Restrained. Or restrained.
Hmm.
I looked in the player's handbook.
Can I use this here, too?
You grant combat advantage, you're immobilized, you can't be forced to move by a pull, a push, or a slide, and you take a minus two penalty to attack rolls.
Does it say where they're actually from?
It doesn't.
What's the matter? How? Who?
Oh, I'm just looking for...
This says conditions, player's handbook 277.
Conditions, that's where, okay. Maybe you can have it.
All right, player's handbook 277.
That's it. All right. That's it.
That messes her up pretty good.
Good.
But she's still up. She's not quite done that to bloodied me. Yet. Kaya, you are up. Kim, you are on deck.
Okay, I'm still blind. So,
yep, still blind.
What is the negative to hit someone when you're blind?
You grant combat advantage to everyone, and you can't thank anyone. Let's see.
Your targets basically have total concealment.
Yes. Covered.
Oh, total concealment?
Basically, it's a minus five to hit everybody.
Okay. Well, I'm going to shift and try to hit the chain guy with...
All right.
Dragon's Tail.
Roll it.
That's nice. The search function just totally missed that. Oh, well.
You sure you typed it in, right?
I did. I think
nice.
It didn't find it because it was bold, so that's
25 right. Versus fortitude with the minus.
Where? With the minus versus fortitude, that will hit.
Okay.
25 with the minus 5? Holy cow.
Yeah, I rolled a 19.
That's yeah, cool. She...
You smacked the crap out of
she
you.
Goes with the wiggity monk stuff, and, you know.
Don't forget the flurry of blows once you...
Yeah. And that sucked ass. I rolled a 1 on my damage, so she takes, or it takes 8 damage, and it takes 4 extra damage because of the flurry of blows, and I trade places with him.
You're like, ah! Oh!
I shifted up to do that, so now he's there, and I'm here.
Hello! I'm like, I might be blind, but I can still kick your ass.
How long do you stay blind?
Until the end of that guy's next turn.
Alright.
So, end of this turn. Key.
Is that it for you, Kaya?
Yep.
Alright. And you are no longer blinded.
Yay! Do you see those honky assholes who disappeared?
Yeah. He put a slowed underneath the gal I was fighting because she's slowed now until my next turn. Somebody gonna...
Okay. And they both disappear again.
Oh, son of a bitch.
I'll let you make them disappear and crap. She's here.
Yeah, that's fine, sure.
You make them disappear.
Okay.
Boogie boogie.
They disappear and they show up.
Actually, I think she's the one back.
Was she?
Behind you. And this is not a good day for Kaya. You see what I rolled here? 18 and 19.
Oh, shit.
Basically, they disappear and reappear there.
Hmm.
And both of them hit you. For a lot of damage.
Okay.
And you're blind again.
Oh.
14 points of damage.
I'm bloodied. I'm very bloody. I'm down to 25 hit points.
I can heal at distance, can't I?
I don't know.
I thought that was one of my abilities, but then again, I think that was before.
So you're really far away.
Other gleaming blade.
You said he gave me 10 temporary?
Yeah.
Where did he go? Oh, that's where he is, right. He's,
he's flanked.
Does Sarex or Eric see what's going on down there?
He might, but he's actually going to get attacked here on the ground. Honk!
Well, that will change what I'm going to do.
Literally kind of comes out of nowhere and attacks you. I need to find the d20 to roll a little. And crits you.
No, he doesn't. Kapow says no.
Depends, how close do you have to be to do that?
I think I just have to be able to see him.
You're 12. You're either 12 or 13 away from him.
No, it says range 5.
Okay. Sadly, he hurts you.
Sorry.
That's okay.
You take 13 points of damage.
Sweet.
And you are blinded.
Dash is awesome. There went the gray bucket.
Are you hiding, Maggie?
I'm not getting in trouble. I'm staying right here.
Hi, baby.
The bucket fell!
And Tim, you are up. Sarek, you are on deck.
Well, crap. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Getting awfully personal, aren't you?
I am. Then I cast Fire Shroud, because it doesn't affect us.
All right.
But it affects all of them.
All right. Burninating. Does it affect all three of them?
Yep.
All
right.
Burninating the peasant.
All right.
In the fact that he was appearing out of the shadows, would that be an opportunistic attack?
What do you mean?
Was he making an opportunistic attack against me in the fact that he was attacking
since
out of the shadows?
You didn't see him, yes.
Okay, I gotta make a free basic attack back against him.
Okay.
As part of my rage.
Okay.
Okay, so does a 28 hit the guy, the skeleton dude?
Skeleton dude.
The guy behind Kyle.
Chain fighter, I guess.
Yes.
Okay.
18 versus AC for my...
For your guy? 18 does not hit his AC.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's fortitude, not reflex.
It doesn't matter. A 28 hits anything he has.
Okay, does the guy that's... would be where I'm sitting to my right, does a 12 hit his fortitude?
No.
Okay, does a 22 hit the one right in front of me?
Yes.
Okay. Then they all take.
Oh, except the one you didn't hit.
Right. Aw, shitty poos. They take 8 points of fire damage, and then they take ongoing 5 fire damage. See if ends. Well, that was kind of anticlimactic. Sorry.
Oh, at least one of them's damaged now.
So they take 8 fire damage.
And then 5 ongoing fire damage, save ends.
And does the first guy, does anything happen on a miss?
Unfortunately, no. I can't move my hand and do that though. Yeah. My hand just has to hang out there.
Sorry.
Alright. That skeleton there is bloody.
Sweet. I'm happy.
Alright. Sarek, you are up. Ella, you are on deck.
Which skeleton's bloodied?
The skeleton dude over here.
The one over here is bloodied. The barrack has Mark and will be happy very shortly.
Unfortunately, I hadn't marked him, so.
Oh, I can get in a second.
Okay. I can reach out.
All right, Sarek, what are you doing?
Well, in the fact that I'm blinded, I can't get combat advantage on anybody. Right?
In fact, you've got combat advantage.
Right.
To everyone.
That's fine. And it's minus 5 to my attack roll, yes. Correct?
Yes, that is correct.
I would assume I could not mark Wrath if I'm blinded as well, correct?
What is it? What is the mark of Wrath? Is it a melee? Is it a...
It just reads mark of Wrath, turning away from the totem warrior. You choose to mark a target if... every time you attack an enemy, you choose to mark a target.
No, you can still mark while you're
playing. I can still mark? Okay.
Because I don't think it says... I don't think blind specifically says that you can't mark anyone. You can't see targets.
Oh, I understand.
You take a minus 10 to your perception checks. You can't flank. So what are you going to do?
Do you have a move thing you can get out of there?
Oh, I can get out of there.
Because if you can get out of there and closer to me, I can heal you.
I have a daily power that lets me shift my move.
I will.
And if I enter a square adjacent to an enemy, I slide that enemy 1 square. And then at the end, I attack the enemy. But that's pretty much the only thing that would let me. Escape. I mean, I have Mighty Sprint, but I would be subjected to their opportunity attacks.
You'd be provoking all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you slid and then burned a point. Or slid, or use that power. Slide, use that power to move the dude away.
Why bother sliding? I could move them all away with that, with just the power.
I don't want to do that.
So what's it going to be, Sarek?
Hmm.
jump in my bag of holding.
And die.
Keep your head out.
Told you you should have brought the box.
I will just do us to the center of the pack.
He would have made us the sandwich.
I'm the guy who blinded me.
Okay.
I'm just maintaining a rage.
I could trigger the instant camps.
Huh?
I don't think that's gonna help.
You could.
Come sit down. I have an aromatherapy candles.
See.
And you can't shift around a corner, can you?
No. I don't think so.
Nope.
Is AC 20 going to hit?
Yes.
Okay. Then I shall hit him.
I could shift between those two dudes. Let's be adjacent to both of them, though.
Will they? Yeah.
What's your speed,
six. Robin?
Six.
I will slide him there. And do a whopping
a run. I guess. Is it
7 points of damage.
Just two more squares.
And as a free action, I will use the Sacrificial Stone. And I will spend a Healing Surge. And he becomes weakened until the end of my next turn.
And see if I can get out of the flank and then shift away.
You could shift here and then move, and that way you'd only provoke from the chain, dude.
I can't get close enough to you.
Alright, he's no weakened.
Yeah, I need to get... I don't need to move this direction. I need to move that direction.
What you'd be able to do, though...
Yes.
Even running, I can't get close enough to you.
If you shift here...
Eric,
and then that's a move action, and as a move action, you move here, and you get an attack from him, and then you just go around. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Granted, it gets you closer, but it gets you there. You could run and get to there. And you do have an action point.
If I'm here, can I see her?
You'd only
yes.
Provoke from Maybe. The yes. chain guy.
Okay. As long as I can see her.
All you'd right. be spending a lot of your, basically your entire action moving.
Yeah.
Crap. That's my head. Sacred Flame on her. It's radiant damage 14. Against reflex.
14 versus reflex, you
yes.
say? That will not hit her.
Yeah, crap. Sorry. I'm going to try and get you some extra hit points.
Alright, so this guy, who is, okay, this chain fighter over here, the skeleton over here is now bloodied as he takes fire damage.
Which one?
The one next to Kaya.
Burn for it!
The one in front of Kaya.
The skeleton. This is the chain fighter.
The skeleton with the chain, fallen chain thing.
That.
Alright. Okay.
What?
This guy is going to do something interesting. He does this crazy, he like flips out and dances around. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, And while he is dancing around, he attacks Kaya, Tim, and Sky, all three.
How does he get to attack Sky?
Because he's got range.
Okay. I was going to say, doesn't Kaya get to get an opportunity attack because he was standing next to her when he moved?
It's a special thing, and he shifted. Mm-hmm. If she marked him, then yes.
No, I can't mark.
Oh. So, no. Alrighty, so it's plus 11. AC, Kaya, does a 13 hit you?
No.
AC, Tim, does a 23 hit your AC?
Well, even if I put my bonus. yes.
Alright. And Sky, does a 25 hit your AC?
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely.
Maggie, quiet.
Silence, Maggie.
Tim, you take a total of 12 points of damage.
Temp is gone.
And Sky.
And so does the guy that just hit me. I'm using the Shared Suffering armor, which gives him ongoing damage as well as me. Let's share the pain.
Make sure together. The Shared Suffering armor works the way you think it does.
Use power when an attack gives you ongoing. It's not ongoing.
It's
on,
ongoing. Okay,
yeah,
never mind then.
Anything that keeps going.
No, the damage you have to make a saving throw against.
Take 12. 12, okay. Sad puppy. What's that from? Sad
puppy. 36. Not sad. Just
loves you. She's sad. And his fire goes out. Just
that's sad.
This guy. Yeah.
Catch it on fire.
Sadly, can't quite make it to you. But that doesn't stop him from trying. Alright, you have him marked. He shifts, so you get an attack.
Assuming a 23 hits him.
Yes.
Be 9 points of damage.
Alright.
Why are you sad?
Meanwhile, he shifts 6.
Is it because your ears are dirty?
Ew. You know where her ears are dirty?
No, not really.
2, 3, 4, 5.
Not compared to some pups.
And it's just barely... You were just barely out of his reach.
Oh, God.
Does a 24 hit your AC, Merrick?
Does a what?
24
hit
yes.
Your AC.
And does a really high number, a 30 hit your AC, Merrick?
Let's see, yes.
I hit him,
yes.
By the way. An enemy struck by my opportunity attack stops moving.
Okay. Well.
If it has any actions remaining, it can use them to resume moving.
Okay. Well, he ends up there.
I have combat superiority.
Actually, you hit him right here, so he started to shift away. Sadly, he still manages to hit.
Well, no, that's where he started, so...
Right, he shifted, and you hit him, and he stops.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. So he should be... He's still one square away. Yeah.
Alright. So, Beric, you take...
Not Beric.
Beric takes 10 points of damage.
He did hit Beric.
Oh, he did.
Two of which is actually from... In case you're curious, two of that is actually from necrotic. And Sarek also takes 10 points of damage.
You keep banging your head. Stop that.
I like it. My man. Oh, sad hand eyes.
I tried giving you a bone. You didn't take it. I tried. There's a bone right there.
Beric, you are up. Sky, you are on
deck. Itchy eye.
All right, and we are next to a building here, right?
Yes. Correct.
Well, move me diagonally up towards him. Then I hit him with Brute Strike, assuming a 28 hits him.
Yes.
He takes 23 points of damage.
Nice.
I think he's paced now, isn't he?
Sadly, no.
Damn it.
He's close to paced.
His chain gives him power.
You're not supposed to know that.
And then I spend an action point and swing at him again.
I hate the shadow dudes.
They suck.
I would like to defile their corpses. Not that kind of defiling.
Just got images of Kaya trying to teabag.
Assuming a 26 hits him, this time he takes...
Crossbow, is that what you're asking?
Yes.
So it'll be
25 points of damage.
Holy cow. This versus as well.
And, Sarek?
Quite dead.
You can shift two squares.
You can shift two squares.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Skeleton dude is dead.
He's dead a lot.
He's dead a lot. He is super paced. Some would say glue even.
Which skeleton is
that? The one with the... That one.
Okay.
Yeah. Toss. See, that was a move standard, and now we have a standard. Okay.
Oh, sad. She's slowed and pissed off. Sadly... That is all she can do. Sky, you're up.
Okay. I'm going to decompel the craven on her with my crossbow.
Okay. Kaya, you're on deck.
She crits.
That would be max damage.
It's max, you don't have to roll it.
Oh, okay. So what is that? 19?
Holy shit!
Alright.
Yeah.
19.
Okay.
Ouch.
19 with a crossbow.
I'm heading your way as fast as I can.
With a hand crossbow. I know. She is now bloodied.
Make it so.
Cry, bitch! Burn for it.
We should try to take well, at least one of them alive.
When I hit her,
so we can question them. You know.
I move her away from me.
But that sort of goes without saying.
Pissed herself.
See here.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
I really doubt she's going to know anything though.
She's probably just a
sounded like a shibboleth that they just bought.
Yeah.
I'm going to move her. I can move her 8 away from me. Where should she go?
Just straight back.
Scoot her back this way.
Because you're right in front of.
You don't have to move her a total of 8.
Yeah.
It just has to end up away from you.
Is it a push or what is it? Is it just a slide?
Moves away. Target moves away from you.
Okay. Then you can move her. Anyway, so I just move her. You can move her diagonally that way.
I don't want her to get away.
Put her next to the hand if you want.
Well, if you move her diagonally that way, you're moving her closer to Beric.
Yeah, that's why I was.
For diagonally.
Wait, right. But you can you move diagonally?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, move her then that way.
This one isn't reported like 3.5 was where people couldn't move more than one turn diagonally.
That's where I'm getting.
You want to move her there?
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Yeah, send her away.
Okay. Of course, now she can run into the building. But,
That's not right.
Might be locked.
Might be locked. Good point.
And let's see.
Might be full of another encounter.
That's true.
She opens it up, and it happens to be the clubhouse of, like, the town guard or something.
Yeah.
They have this specific group where they just kill bad guys and stuff their bodies in the sewer.
All right.
Where's Batman?
Okay.
Tim, you're on deck.
Well, let's see. I can do a lot of things that involve still standing there and getting slashed to pieces, or I can shift back and then use my entire action to move away, and they can move through space and still attack me. And
have you done your second wind yet?
No, I could do my second wind. I will do my second wind. That's a good idea. Okay. I forgot all about my second wind.
And Bear yells defenses. Across.
Yeah, it adds +2 to your defenses until the end of your next turn.
So I'm not bloodied anymore.
So that, and then you still have a move left.
That's +14, so.
So you could still shift back, and if you have anything minor left, plus you have an action point.
Yeah.
And you're flanking one of them.
I can't flank because I'm blind.
Oh, well, fine. Be that way. Just
I'm back to 39! Yay! Well, I never got hit last time.
Can you see?
No.
You can't see until the end of
his next turn. So I could shift back, but I don't think I have any minor actions that would do any good for me.
Why do I feel like I'm missing cards?
So you shifted?
No, I was looking to see if there was anything that I could do other than shifting that would help me. But there's not, so I'm just going to try to smack one of them with a dragon's tail.
Alrighty then.
If I miss, I haven't lost anything. Because if I shifted, they would still be right there to attack me. Ooh, that's not bad. 18 plus 11 will be 29 minus 5. 26.
Did you say 29?
Oh, yeah, 24.
That'll hit him.
Versus fortitude.
Okay.
So it hits him a lot.
And it doesn't do a lot of damage, but I still get to trade places with him.
Alright. Which one
do you really want
to trade places? Oh, the one that would be flanked if I wasn't blind. Or actually,
that's not a good place to trade places with them.
Yeah, I'll do the one that's diagonal to me.
Okay.
And he takes 13 points of damage plus 4 because of this flurry of blows, so 17.
This one, right? Like that.
Mm-hmm. That way there aren't 2 on 10 anymore. Wait.
Big person again.
I used my second wind, so I couldn't do that attack.
Yeah, you have an action point.
Oh, yeah, I'll use my action point.
You could even technically, you still have a move left, you could shift this way and then spend your action point to hit that dude. And then swap places with him. So you'd end up in the same spot. He'd be He'd be right this way to you instead of diagonal, but.
And he's fine diagonal.
Okay.
Alright. I can't reach it, so that's fine.
Tim, you're on deck. Wow, my guys.
This one's not slowed anymore.
The one that I hit's not slowed anymore.
Got it?
Still blurry, but not slowed.
Right. Okay.
I punch him in the left arm.
Mm. Ew, my left arm.
And then I headbutt him in the chest.
Again, they both disappear.
Yeah.
And when they reappear, they're making a tin sandwich.
Ew.
I'm assuming their movement wasn't like a two.
Yeah.
But there's been an extra one getting there.
Does a 20 hit your AC 10?
Actually, no.
Okay, and they both miss. Because actually it was 20 and 15.
Ah! Ah!
And as we hear Kim yell out, I am invincible!
And Kaya, you are no longer blind.
Yay! Kaya is not blind. Find me, Kaya! Stop dying!
And the other Gloomblade is still on fire, but not bloody.
I would love to find you and go get healed, but there are so many people to punch in the face.
And then we've got this guy over
I
here.
Find me so that you might punch
marked
again.
By you?
Yes.
Alright.
You have to punch another day.
Disappear, and then reappear and stab you. Actually, yeah. Yes, you will do that. Does a 22 hit your AC?
I am blind. Is that going to affect it?
I don't think that affects
your AC. Hit you. So does a 24 hit your AC?
24 hits my AC.
Okay. So he disappears, reappears, and stabs you.
Dude,
could
you just shift it there?
Yeah, I don't know why.
He's all dramatic in disappearing.
13 points of damage.
Especially because the
appears like fighting wind.
13.
Yep.
Sweet. I'm bloodied.
Great.
No, that's okay, because then I get to use Mother's Fury.
Mm-hmm.
Only he barely bloodied me, so it's going to waste a daily power.
Oh, I was totally about wasting daily powers. I was like, fireball! And go to their hand, don't do anything else.
It's like...
Hands just... Yeah.
And I'm not bloodied.
I see things just
like
standing there.
You're fucking useless.
Woo! Ah, I got the day out. Yeah.
Tim, you're up. Sarah, you're on deck.
Giving everybody high fives and thumbs up.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Does it make that sound?
It does that. And if not, Tim's like...
Tim is currently adding a sound effect.
And then a standard action, the hand's going to make an attack.
Alright.
Does he get combat advantage?
I don't believe it can get combat advantage.
Not from that
no.
place, no.
It can't blink, Sam.
It's part of its thing, it can't blink.
That's fine. 25 to hit its. What? What is it hitting?
I don't know!
It
reflex.
Doesn't matter, it hits.
Okay.
Squeeze him until his eyeballs pop out.
That's the plan.
Or I can squeeze you like a grape.
Two. Four. Come on, hurry up.
Maybe you should just get that printed out.
No, I didn't notice that before. Okay, there it is. 11 points of AC damage.
Alright.
And he can't... Now he has to... If he wants to try to escape, he's got to actually try to escape.
Okay.
Versus either my fortitude or reflex.
So he can't just disappear anymore?
Theoretically.
I don't know how that works, because he's officially grabbed, like, in a grab. So can you teleport out of a grab?
Yes, you can.
Well, so if he's teleporting, then it's going to be useless. But it still hurt to, it still sucks to be him. That's a minor action, so...
Moving the hand didn't count as a minor action?
No, that was a move and a standard. But, because I find it amusing to no end... I will summon my other hand with my minor action to just creep around and be, well,
creepy. Alrighty then.
Sarah, you don't go to lose one of them or something.
Look at me and my creepy hand. Uh-huh.
Oh, creepily fondled him.
Yeah, it's creepily fondling the one guy. The guy who's grabbed by the eyes from behind, it's going, it's slowly crawling up to him.
When he hit me, that blinded me again, correct?
Yep.
Oh my. And Sarek, are you bloodied?
No.
Oh, okay.
I used the Mother's Fury to negate most of the damage he did to me.
Okay.
And the combat is over.
Awesome. Oh, because the computer died.
Sweet.
Do you want to try plugging in one of ours?
I'd actually rather not. Bad things can happen if you...
Okay. If it's the wrong power...
If it doesn't have the right
voltage.
But we can continue, that's fine.
Did you email it to anybody?
Nope. Alright, as lame as this is, I'm willing to give you this. It's really only a matter of time. I don't think I'm going to take anybody down. I can...
I'm about to come around the corner and Comet Fall charge the big baddie. And to,
The big baddie actually isn't that big.
No, the big baddie is about to take... Now, I was also taking a minus 2 to do non-lethal damage, so... 23, 33, 41 points of damage.
Jesus, yeah, I think you've made paste.
So she would...
Whereupon we would progress over to the shadow people and... Make them very sorry that they are shadowy.
And
the
only on them.
Thing that I might be able to do is
it's almost it's also almost 5:30
with Kaya, but I have a feeling that as soon as the healing battery steps into range here, that's going to be a moot point. He's probably dead here very shortly.
Like I said, so I'm doing non-lethal to the big guy because I want to the leader take him down so we can question him.
All right.
I was going to run into the setup.
Her, it's not going to matter. Okay. She's a cultist.
So
she needs to die eventually.
I'm happy to give this to you.
Yay!
And we'll take it.
I'm not petty. I'll take it.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm happy to give this to you. And
the
next time we
had to use some healing surges. Because I was just going to keep standing there and pitying
healing
them.
All around. Yay! I was on the way.
So what was the girl? What's the girl's name that was standing there that I was talking to? And she's like freaking out because all this is happening.
Katya.
I was going to take her hostage. So. Okay.
Well, she peed on herself. She's obviously a chival addict.
That's
it
fine.
Probably wouldn't have done you much good to take her.
Yeah, I think she's just a hired.
She's a
druggie that they got to stand there.
Okay.
So yeah, we'll start next time with
Takanyu.
With the chat you'll have with...
with the one with
so
the
so it goes to black, and then the next episode, just all of us standing there.
So,
Friend
go
if
ahead
I
and make
again.
A note of how many healing surges you still have. We'll go ahead and basically treat it as if you guys have finished the encounter and have a 5-minute rest so you can heal all the way back up. So
okay.
Use whatever healing surges you want to use.
Still using up our dailies, though.
And make a note that, you've used up your dailies, and we'll go from there.
I'll just use one and get to 53.
Yeah, you probably... Well, if I got over there, you might have used another one. Because...
Well, if you got over there, I wouldn't have needed another one.
But my healing word would have made you use your own healing.
The Wandering Geek Podcast. We get to talk about MMOs and board and card games, DVDs, and everything else geeky for those road warriors out there, right?
Yeah, and for other geeks with limited time on their hands, which these days is just about everyone. And there's a special topic we cover each episode, too. the Wandering Geek Podcast
at www.wanderinggeek.com
and over on iTunes too.
How do you get your geek on?
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.